Jeremy Hahn is a comic writer, artist, and inker currently illustrating The Darkness with writer David Hein for Image Top Cow. Hahn has also penciled several different DC, Image, and Marvel titles, such as Batman Arkham Reborn, Artifacts, and the Captain America and Iron Man Casualties of War miniseries. Currently, Jeremy, along with a small collective of creators, launched a Kickstarter campaign for their new anthology, Bad Karma, a 200-page graphic novel to debut this June at Heroes Con in North Carolina. I reached Jeremy at his home in Kansas City. Jeremy Hahn, welcome back to the comic studio here at the Two-Headed Nerd. Why don't you tell us about Bad Karma?
Hey, man. Bad Karma is this new project that I'm involved with. It's B. Clay Moore, Alex Grecian, Seth Peck, and myself working as a writing collective. It's a group of the four of us kind of doing... There are always a lot of art studios. You know, you've got the Gaijin guys, you've got various groups, but there aren't really that many writing collectives. I think the main one that really sticks out is Men of Action.
Yeah, I think if you ask people to name one, that's probably the only one that comes to mind.
Offhand, you know, it's you know, artists typically, you know, like you get the Four Star guys in Chicago that are doing some amazing stuff right now, and it's an art studio, you know, predominantly. You know, there are writers in there, but it's mostly an art studio. We started talking about, you know, that writing is a pretty solitary thing as far as comics go. But, you know, if you look at Hollywood and kind of the way that they handle a lot of things, there's the writer's room mentality. You know, you take a concept and you break it down in the room.
Right. Like, and every show is written by committee, more
exactly.
or less.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a group of people. You know, you've got the, you know, the core idea, you know, you've got a, you know, a suburban housewife that sells pot, or, you know, and then they take the gem of an idea, which was the plot of Weeds as opposed to Bad Karma. But anyway,
right. You didn't come up with that?
I didn't want to, you know.
No, fair enough.
That was a little my little side.
Humble
project.
Guy. We appreciate it.
You come up with the idea, somebody does, and then as a group, you feed off of each other creatively and build on it. And we really like that dynamic. That's a dynamic that I remember Clay and I talking about it, you know, 5 years ago, when Buffy was probably longer than that now, because Buffy was going strong. It was like towards the end of the Buffy series. So
this is before the relaunch of the season 8 and everything, you're saying?
Yeah. Talking about it. You know, as far as the show, it was, you know, it was quite a while ago, but we liked this idea, you know, the idea of working as a group and trying to work with guys that you like working with, but also building a strong group dynamic.
No, I hear you. It does seem like most comics are written in a vacuum. It seems like it's one guy, you know, one writer, one artist, and mm-hmm. an editor, of course. But other than that, you don't see a lot of teams. And it doesn't seem like it should be such a revolutionary idea, but it seems to be, you know, like people writing collectives, like you said, Thief of Thieves, for example, Kirkman's Thief of Thieves is a perfect example of him saying, well, I don't want to do it alone. I'm going to bring in these other guys that I like to work with and we're going to do it. And I think it's a really cool idea. Is this going to stick? Is this like, are you building something here? Is this a gang, if you will?
We're gonna be the sharks. So yeah,
I like it. So like when the Men of Action roll around, you guys are gonna give them like bad looks and like point at your patches on your leather vests and stuff. And
Steven Seagal has that cool like gun belt kind of thing for his. Have you seen that? It's like a leather. I think it holds pens or something like that.
No, that's awesome.
I think they already look cooler and tougher than we do. With Joe Casey with the sunglasses and Steven Seagal with that awesome, you know, gun holster belt thing that he wears. I think we're pretty schlubby and pathetic.
Fair enough.
But you know what? We've got a lot of gravitas. So
there you go. So let me ask you, why Kickstarter? You've done a bunch of work with Top Cow recently, and you're doing great work there. What made you guys decide to do this through Kickstarter instead of, I mean, doing it the old school way and just pitching the idea to, say, Image?
Well, I think one of the, right out the gate, we knew that we were doing something that was a little bit different. We all have very, very good relationships, especially with Image and Oni. I think we're the two people that the two companies that we talked about from the beginning. We're like, well, they're both kind of perfect for something like this, and sure. We have relationships with both of them. We either everyone in the group either has projects that we are currently doing or in talks with doing with both of those companies. It was kind of a no-brainer. But then Kickstarter is just this fascinating new thing. Everybody has been talking about it. We've been seeing a lot of success with Kickstarter as far as... and I think the thing that really pushed over the edge for us was being able to do something absolutely the way we want to do it.
So freedom is what initially drew you in. Like, it's your baby.
Well, I mean, like, and saying that, Image doesn't rule things with Iron Fist. Oni doesn't, there is a lot of freedom at Image and Oni. I think the biggest difference was we wanted to create a niche market item.
Okay.
We wanted to create something that was, it's a 200 page original graphic novel, hardcover. It's slightly oversized. It's like is it the omnibus size? Is that what they call those? It's this, the slightly larger. It's like
seven and a half. I think that's right.
It's a slightly larger size than regular comic books. Not too much though. We wanted to have this really nice. We wanted to be able to do a slipcase edition, very, very easily. But then we got into the idea of all of the other stuff, promotional items, things that are just fun that like you don't really get to see that often in comics. I love Image and Oni, but there's not really a way for Image and Oni to be like, and we'll facilitate your t-shirts and we'll facilitate your hand-pulled prints that you
right,
want to.
Right.
It's so much harder.
Congratulations on hitting your goal, by the way. It looks like you guys smashed through your goal of $18,500. You're currently at almost $30,000, which is very cool. Not to mention, I really like the way you're doing the stretch goals, where you started updating and saying, as of this date, if we hit 25,000, for example, is the first one, you're going to do, a stretch goal. We've added two prose stories with illustrations to the book that will ship every copy, with every copy of Bad Karma Volume 1. It's a really cool idea that the people that are donating the money that want to see this done are actually sort of building the book as it goes, too.
Well, and I think that for us, that was one of the really fascinating things from day one about Kickstarter. I actually have maybe a Kickstarter problem. I spend way too much money on Kickstarter stuff.
I do it too. I see, I have friends that like, if so-and-so just backed this. I'm like, oh, I got to do that. He's cool. I know that guy, or whatever. Oh, sure, I'll help him with this.
I basically back anything that Scotty Young backs. And, it's like there's a group of guys that like I know that I see on there, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Because, it's like there's a certain, interesting quality similarity. But, I've backed everything from comic projects to movie stuff to music. I bought so much chocolate that I don't think we're going to be able to.
Now, has it gotten so pathetic that you're backing video game projects for, platforms that you don't even have?
That's pretty much where I am.
Okay, because I've done that twice. So just like, that's just so cool, I'll never be able to play it, but wow, that's cool,
For a video game project, but I like the t-shirts so much.
Yeah.
I'll get a digital download of that, which I won't be able to play, and I will get two cool t-shirts, so right. I'll do
right on. Speaking of cool t-shirts, that Kraken print, you guys have got to make a t-shirt of that. That's too cool.
The 4x4 one that we
yeah,
did?
Yeah, the Kraken with the squid with the K on its head, basically.
We actually, that's interesting. We're so close to kind of the end now that we're like, okay, I guess we need to just lay it all out there. We've got one more t-shirt that we're going to be adding on, I think, actually next. And we're down to, there's two designs that we're kind of interested in. Because you can see on the coasters, in the coaster set, there are nine different Kraken logos.
Right.
And There's a definite time travel element to the main story, The Ninth Life of Solomon Gunn. Those Kraken logos, what you're seeing is, in fact, I think I should talk a little bit more about it, but the Kraken Corporation exists throughout time. So you're seeing on those logos, there is a runic Kraken.
Oh, sure. So for each different, like, time that the Kraken Corporation is around, they have a slightly different logo based on whenever it is.
Yes, yeah. And so we really have been like, oh, we kind of, I wish we could do them all as t-shirts, but that's just not very,
That would be very cool. Now, let me ask you, you're working with Alex Grecian and Phil Hester are doing a story called Middleton. You've got you and, let me try and say his name, Mike Tisserand.
Yes.
On Chaos Agent. And then B. Claymore and Christopher Mitten on Old Dog.
Yep.
And then Seth Peck and Ty Walker working on Hellbent, which looks really cool. I love that art. The Ninth Life of Solomon Gunn, which is sort of a time travel, and that's you and Alex again with B. Claymore and Seth Peck. This one's illustrated by you.
Yeah, that's the group project, yeah.
Okay, that's the big group project there. And all the stories sort of work together. They're loosely tied in, is that correct?
Yeah, what we really wanted to do was, the idea was we wanted to be able to work together on this main thing, but then tie it in with other stuff that we were wanting to produce, but it all had to kind of fit in. And, sure. And one of the things that we ran into as we did this was, we're like, well, with Solomon Gunn, everything kind of fits in around it. You can very easily have something, you know, from one of the stories kind of bleed into the next. And everything then is kind of connected by the Kraken Corporation. But the nice thing about it is you can take as little or as much of this as you want. You can really immerse yourself into the entire volume and have this really kind of cool immersive experience. Or you can just be like, you know, I only really care about, you know, the Alex Grecian and Phil Hester story. And you can read that. And you could be perfectly satisfied.
So they stand alone as well, is what you're saying.
They stand alone. They work as individual, full stories.
Right.
But then they tie together and it becomes a more interesting. We're even doing short stories it almost gets complex. But we're doing the main story together that we wrote together. And I'm drawing. Then we're each individually writing a story with another artist.
Okay.
So, but then we're taking and we're doing short story. We are playing in the other guy's stories. So, like, I'm writing a Hellbent story. I'm writing a Ninth Life story, and I'm writing a Middleton short. So these are like, you know, 4 to 6 to 8 page short stories,
and they exist in the other creators sort of section of the book.
Exactly.
That's very cool.
Yeah, they're it's a lot of fun. It's intimidating as hell. You don't really think about the idea that you when you're building a world and you don't really understand all the dynamics of it, because, you know, for instance, if you asked me to write a Batman short story, I could absolutely do it.
Sure, because there's rules, you know what Gotham looks like. I mean, sure.
Even something a little bit, you know, a little bit less, you know, less known. I mean, I, you know, if you asked me to, it wouldn't be as good as it, but, you know, you could ask me to write a scout short story and I could write it.
Sure.
A shitty scout. But, we wanted to be able to go in and tell those stories and have fun and expand on the universes. And it was just kind of an interesting way. You know, one of the freedoms that we have here is being able to play in so many different areas.
Well, very cool, Jamie. I appreciate you talking with us. This is going to premiere at Heroes Con. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. We're very excited about it. We're all big fans of Heroes Con. Show puts on a fantastic show down there.
Yeah, it seems to be the darling show that everybody loves.
It's a comic show. you know, you really don't have very many comics shows anymore. I mean, really, honestly, the ones that stand out as absolute comic shows are Heroes and Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah, that's really anymore. The rest of them are all these big entertainment expos and whatnot, which, you know, those are fun too. But I hear you. I mean, the comic show itself does seem to be disappearing.
Which, you know, that's economics. That's just the way it works. I understand why that works that way, but we really wanted to try to do it with a specific comic show and have fun with it.
Well, you picked a good one to do it with. Let me ask you, since this has been such a success, you smashed through your goal, like I said, is there going to be more Bad Karma? There is a big number one on your display on the video.
We would love to do one of these a year. We're very, very busy guys, but this kind of lit a fire under our collective ass. We've talked already about plans for the second one, and you know, doing one of these a year would be a lot of fun. We've learned a lot about, you know, the do's and don'ts and a lot of the timing and logistics and stuff like that involved.
Right.
But yeah, I think that unless, you know, we just end up strangling each other to death by the end of this, I think it's a possibility that, you know what, there's going to be another one.
Well, you know, it's got to be very satisfying, like a different kind of satisfaction that you really don't get in any other form of comics creation by just watching the number of backers go up and watching the money go up, because it's people directly saying, yes, I like you, I like what you do, and I want you to do it, as opposed to pitching it, getting it into Diamond, getting it into the retailer's hand, have them read their little blurb and go, whatever, I'll order one, you know, or I'll order two or something like that. There's something really human about this. And I know that sounds gross because it is, you know, the internet, we're completely removed from each other and you can't see what's going on, whatever. But there's something really human, it seems, about comics on Kickstarter, the direct connection to the creators. And you know, you've got a picture of all you guys right down here next to your project by Bad Karma, Kansas City, Kansas. I just think it's really cool. I love what you guys are doing. I think this is revolutionizing the comic small press in a way where we can actually see what people want before it comes out, as opposed to just throwing stuff into the water and hoping it does something. And I wish you guys all the success in the world. This is great.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Is there anything else that you want to tell us about Bad Karma before we go?
The biggest thing is I just want to thank everyone. I know Legends, the shop in town, supported it, you know, and there's been so much support from fans everywhere. And that's, you know, this is what's happening. It's because of the support of people, and we appreciate the hell out of it.
Excellent. Thanks again for your time, Jeremy. Look forward to the book coming out. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes, definitely, man.
Excellent. And whenever you're in town, let us know, and you're welcome to come hang out at the shop and push whatever you need to.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, man. I'll let you get back to your day. And like I said, real good to talk to you, buddy.